you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with our message titled, How to Defeat Sin and Bad Habits.
Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So you got to walk in faith, and you got to believe that what I say is more true than what you think in your peanut. Well, I think like I ought to have to do more. I think I should have to do some more. No, I said you're clean. Well, see, now you got into trouble for not believing God before. Why stay in trouble for not believing now? But Lord, if you say I'm righteous and I'm scot-free, I'm off. Like somebody being in jail and the governor come down, they're on death row and the governor giving them a pardon. And I ain't leaving because I feel guilty. Well, but you got a pardon. We know you're guilty. We know you're guilty, but I'm giving you a full pardon. I'm just letting you go. Yeah, but I did it. I know you did it. I just want to let you go. I can't leave. I'm scheduled to die tomorrow. I can't leave. I miss it. Like a nut. But see, that's what flesh makes that seem reasonable. But there's no reason for you to want to stay in sin. There's no reason for you to want to be punished because of sin. There's no reason for you to suffer because of sin once that sin has been rolled over on the Lord and is under the blood of Jesus. Why? What? Because it makes me feel like I'm doing something. It wouldn't make me feel like nothing to go to the gas chamber and die. It wouldn't make me feel like nothing. It wouldn't make you feel like nothing either. But be careful, because sin is the same way. Sin is a death sentence. Sin is a death sentence. And God says, I've released you from the sentence of death. You're free now from sin. Sin ruled and reigned in your life, but you confessed it and now you're free from it. Go thy way and don't hook up with it no more. Yeah, but I got to pay for what I've done. No, go thy way. Sin no more. The prison door is open. What are you doing inside? Brother Hagin's little book says, the prison door is open. What are you still doing inside? You're free from sin. It had a bondage on you. It had a chain on you. But Jesus has loosed you from it. Don't stay in it. Walk away from it. Turn your back on it and be free. And then now when you're there and you see that's an enemy, you see what it was like, the bondage it put you under, hate it, despise it, detest it enough that you don't want to be in it because of the way it makes you feel. I like this feeling of liberty more than I like the feeling of sin. So devil, you might tell me to sleep with this person and sin may bring joy for a season, but there's going to be payday after that. And I don't like payday. So I'm not going to deal with that. I don't even want to get into it. Sin for a few moments, the pleasure of a few moments can bring so much turmoil later. It ain't no woman that fine. It ain't no man that fine to deal with that when you're a real Christian and your heart's right with God and you get separated from God. That you, if you really realize who God is and you value your relationship with God that much, that wasn't that good. It wasn't that good. Now, some people just aren't close to God, so, you know, they have carnal anyway. But if you grow up and develop things with God, you're like, no, baby, it ain't worth it. Because you can't do me like Jesus can do me. You can't make me feel the pain I'm going to feel from the devil, the punishment, the condemnation the devil's going to put on me. And he's going to be telling the truth, too. If you give in to that. Now, I can live without that. God says he'll supply my needs. If I turn to the Lord, if I need a wife, he'll supply me a wife. If I need a husband, he'll supply me a husband. The Lord will give me the desires of my heart as I obey him, as I seek first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all them other things and persons and people will be added unto you. But you do it God's way, you'll get it with no stress, no strain, no pain, just gain. But if you do it your own way, the cost of sin, the wages of sin are death. That means if you sin, payday is coming, and payday is death. And sometimes it's not in the hereafter, sometimes it's right now. You get a death emotionally and a death spiritually way before you get to the natural death. And you got to realize that sin, you're a liar. I'm turning my back on you. I'm getting right with God. I accept God's forgiveness. I can stand here. I'm right before God. Now, after that, you got to go to James 4:7. Submit yourself to God. James 4:7. You need to be writing these down so you can remember them, because you need to get this in your mind and your heart of what you got to do, what you have to change this week in order to defeat the bad habit. You got to get yourself right with God over it. Then you got to accept God's forgiveness for whatever happened in the past and say, I'm righteous right now. I'm starting new. And then you got to submit yourself to God. James 4:7. Submit yourself to God. James 4:7. James 4:7. Submit yourself, therefore, to whom? Is that one of those divine suggestions in the Bible? No, there are no divine suggestions in the Bible. It's commandments. Just like the Ten Commandments. Here's a commandment. If you're saved, submit yourself to God. Yeah, but you know, it's kind of optional. Maybe on Mondays and Wednesdays, but Thursdays and Fridays is my time. No, submit yourself to God, period. Submit yourself to God. Let's look at verse 10. Same chapter, verse 10. What are we in? We're in 4:10. Okay. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Now, why would I need to humble myself to God in relationship to submitting myself to God? When you submit to somebody, you in turn are showing humility towards them. When you submit to God, you're saying, God, now I know I want to do it this way. But I'm going to humble myself before you, and not my will and my way be done, but thy will and thy way for me be done.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Is that one of those divine suggestions in the Bible? No, there are no divine suggestions in the Bible. It's commandments. Just like the Ten Commandments. Here's a commandment. If you're saved, submit yourself to God. Yeah, but you know, it's kind of optional. Maybe on Mondays and Wednesdays, but Thursdays and Fridays is my time. No, submit yourself to God, period. Submit yourself to God. Let's look at verse 10. Same chapter, verse 10. What are we in? We're in 4:10. Okay. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Now, why would I need to humble myself to God in relationship to submitting myself to God? When you submit to somebody, you in turn are showing humility towards them. When you submit to God, you're saying, God, now I know I want to do it this way. But I'm going to humble myself before you, and not my will and my way be done, but thy will and thy way for me be done. But you want me to save it for righteousness. You're telling me to be a vessel of honor, not a vessel unto dishonor. Well, Lord, I'm going to humble myself before your word and before you, and I'm going to do it in obedience to you. And I'm trusting you that that is going to be the better way. Now, after you confess the sin, after you've accepted forgiveness, you got to submit. That means you got to start doing things God's way. If God says don't play with it, what does that mean? Don't play with it. If God says don't do it, what does that mean? Don't do it. God said don't fellowship with unbelievers. Fellowship is not say hello and hi to them, but you got to change your set of running buddies if you want to get out of bad habits and sin. Because bad character corrupts, bad morals corrupts good character. And vice versa is true too. Bad character will corrupt good morals. If you run around folks with bad character and bad morals, don't even lie to yourself, because the Bible already says avoid them that do such. Do not fellowship with those people. I can't let my guard down and hang out and relax around a bunch of sinners. My purpose is to minister to you. I got to get with the saints to hang loose and relax. And even then, sometimes you got to watch them. You relax, but you look out the corner of your eye at them. Like, what's that you sipping on? A little juice and gin? What is it? Oh, I'm just taking a little libation, brother. You better take some salvation, brother. Libation, my foot. Now, you notice there it says to submit yourself unto God. Now, thirdly, I want us to look here at another thing you got to do. Right after that, and back in our 4:7, submit yourself to God and then do what? Now, that's two different acts. If you want to defeat sin and bad habits, you got to get right with God. You got to accept God's forgiveness. You got to submit yourself unto God. His way, his word, his will is now what is true to you. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's what I'm going to do from here on. Lord, all you got to do is reveal it to me and I will do it. If I see it, Lord, I'll do it, because I've made a decision to overcome sin, not to live by it, not to suffer the condemnation of it. I'm not going to have bad habits. I'm clean before you now. I am submitting myself to your word. Teach me and I will know. I will study to show myself approved. You remember 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved. I will make earnest, diligent effort to show myself approved unto you, Lord. Because if you're busy doing that, you run out of time to sin. You run out of time to do all that if you're full-time taking care of God's business. But you know what grandma used to say? The idle mind is the devil's workshop. Some folks got too much unscheduled time. Most of the trouble you get in is in your free time. You know, people don't get in as much trouble at work. You get in some trouble, but you don't get as much trouble. But when they out on holiday hanging out, they get in some trouble. See, your mind is unoccupied. Your flesh is just allowed to go free. Always need to keep a rein on the flesh. Be doing something constructive. Keep that mind out of trouble. Let every vain imagination be brought into captivity to the word of God. If your mind's going off on, yeah, that'd be, no. The word. Resist the devil and he will flee. Three things to resist the devil by. Resist the devil by not playing around with sin and bad habits. Resist the devil by not playing around with sin and bad habits. In Revelation 3:16, Jesus got on him and said, you're lukewarm, and I'll spit you out of my mouth. Resist the devil by not playing around with sin and bad habits. Don't be lukewarm. Revelation 3:16. Under that, resist the devil, which is point four, it says resist the devil by taking the escape from temptation. Resist the devil by taking the escape from temptation. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12 says, there is no temptation that has come unto man that with the temptation God has not provided an escape. To resist the devil, always take the escape. When the thought comes to hit it, you better hit it. Get on out of there. Don't stay and play. Get out. When that moment of clarity comes, this isn't right, take the door right then. If you stay there and compromise a little bit longer, you're going to go down. And thirdly, resist the devil by walking in the spirit. Galatians 5:16 says, if you walk in the spirit, you're not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. Romans 8:1-2. Romans 8:1-2. There's therefore now no condemnation for them to walk not after the flesh, but walk after the spirit. So get right with God. Accept God's forgiveness. Submit yourself to God, his word, his way. And then you got to resist the devil because he's coming. Because when you submit to God, you get more of the word. And where the word is, the enemy cometh immediately to take it away. So you might as well know the devil's coming when you're growing in the word. So you got to get ready to resist him because he's coming. And you resist him in those three ways. And you know what? You'll win over sin. And you'll stay free from it. But you got to do that. Particularly take that escape. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for encouraging us again into righteousness, Father. We thank you that in all the pictures you've given us in the Word, that you're opening up the eyes of our understanding so that we can know what it is to be saved, that we can know what it is to be a Christian, that every last person in this room will go before the Father and he will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Today's message has been titled, How to Defeat Sin and Bad Habits.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy of Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy of Faith family. Joy of Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Precious Metals Reclaiming Service, an underwriter of the W.